An African proverb that goes, the lion's story will never be known as long as the hunter is the one to tell it. More than a racial converse, we need a racial literacy to decode the politics of racial threat in America. Key to this literacy is a forgotten truth that the more that we understand that our cultural differences represent the power to heal the centuries of racial discrimination, dehumanization, and illness. Both of my parents were African American. My father was born in southern Delaware, my mother in North Philadelphia, and these two places are different from each other as East is from West, as New York City is from Montgomery, Alabama. My father's way of dealing with racial conflict was to have my brother Brian, my sister Christy, and I in church would see like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If anybody bothered us because of the color of our skin, he believed that you should pray for them, knowing that God would get them back in the end. You can say that his racial coping approach was spiritual, for later on one day like Martin Luther King. My mother's coping approach was a little different. She was, you could say, more relational. Right now, like in your face right now. More like Malcolm X.